Good evening. Thanks for tuning in to Panhandle Community Radio. And you are here just in time for Know Your States, Know Your Community. I'm Jack Peterson, here with Jim Healy. And for the past 25 weeks, we have been talking to representatives from each state in the union. And we come now to our very final pair of states. We're going to talk at first today about the Badger State, America's Dairyland, home to almost 6 million people, the 30th state in the union, inducted on May 29th, 1848. We are talking about the state of Wisconsin with Dave Reisenauer. Thanks for being here, Dave.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
And where in Wisconsin do you hail from?
Racine. It's right on Lake Michigan, just a little south of Milwaukee, about, 25 miles, maybe south of Milwaukee, between Milwaukee and Chicago.
Kind of, yeah, close to the southern end of the state.
Yeah, very, okay. Very.
And Racine, at the time you were living there, was this a big city, small?
You know, not very large population-wise. It was about 75,000-80,000, I believe, when I grew up, but it was the headquarters to an inordinate number of manufacturing, J.I. Case, Johnson Wax, Walker Muffler, Young Radiator, Oster Manufacturing, Massey Ferguson. They were all headquartered there, and Instinkerator. There was a lot.
Huh.
Yeah. So it was a very, very large manufacturing and labor intensive town.
Yeah. Okay. A manufacturing hub of the manufacturing hubs of the Midwest. Looks like it's currently at least the fifth most populous city in the state of Wisconsin. And yeah, about 75,000 or 80,000 people living there as of 2020. You'll be the first person we talk to actually who's really from like a real manufacturing center like that. It was a big part of the culture there. Labor was the dominant kind of form of employment.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was, My father was a tool and die maker and, there was, a lot of that. After you got out of high school, you went to work in one of the manufacturing plants and, not everybody, but that was the, Johnson Wax was, and still is, one of the largest employers in the state. But all of them, like I say, J.I. Case and Sinkerator and Massey Ferguson, Oster, they were all there.
What's the geography like around Racine?
Well, it's very flat there because of the lake. And it's dairy land just west of there, and if you go a little further west, like a couple of hundred miles west, it gets pretty rolling and green, and they have four distinct seasons. While I was growing up anyway, it's different now like it is everywhere, but we used to get brutally cold being right by the lake, 25, 35 below zero.
Okay.
It was an interesting place, and it's very humid there. It still is. Humidity is in the summertime. It's there, and it can belittle you.
Nasty. It can be nasty.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, growing up, did the lake come into play? I mean, did you go to the lake? What was the shoreline like? Was it beachy or?
Most of it is beachy, and they utilized it quite a bit for, unfortunately, for dumping things into it.
Yeah.
But there was the times, the 50s and the 60s. But we had a beautiful beach in town, a couple of them actually, and the lake doesn't really get that warm in the summertime. 65-ish would be. So you were used to swimming in cold water and playing in cold water.
Well, it prepped you for here.
Exactly. Exactly.
I grew up going to Lake Michigan on the southern end. And I want to ask you, they always in the wintertime talked about lake effect snow. Now, did you get that? I just thought it was something that blew off the lake eastward.
No, that was a real thing. Oftentimes, I had friends out in the Madison area, which is an hour and a half west, and they would have virtually no snow, and we would have 8-10 inches from lake effect snow.
Truly. So I shouldn't have taken it personally that it was going from west to east. So
you got
dumped. Good.
We did.
Good.
We did.
Misery loves company.
That's interesting, Jim. I mean, we've mentioned lake effect snow before. Is there such a thing as lake effect rain? This is just something that happened.
Ooh.
This is just snow.
Just snow. They only referred to lake effect anything in the wintertime, and it would be snow.
That's all I've ever heard of, too.
Yeah. And that's where the humidity would come from as well in the summertime, as you know, you're so close to the lake, proximity to the lake. So,
I see. Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. Where in the summer, what it translates to is humidity, not necessarily precipitation.
Very much.
But in the winter, it turns into snow. Okay. Racine is in it's in the far southern part. This is not really what we consider the America's Dairyland part of it. Or is it? I don't know.
Well, the state itself was America's Dairyland. That was the promo
on the license plates. Yep.
Right, still is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And when I was in high school, they had a contest to maybe come up with a different slogan on the license plate. And so they opened the contest up to anybody. And it was won by a farmer out of Iowa. But they determined they really couldn't use it because his slogan was "Smell our derriere."
Oh, I love
they
that.
They said that was the best one they got.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So they just stayed with America's Dairyland.
Pretty good.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah, that's my, I grew up in Minnesota and Wisconsin, until I was an adult, probably the state that I spent the second most amount of time in besides Minnesota was Wisconsin, because you're right there.
Yeah.
But as soon as you cross the border from Minnesota, right there at the first exit, there's a big cheese stop.
You can stop
and get famous Wisconsin cheese curds as soon as you get across the border.
Absolutely. There were so many cheese shops, cheese stores, everywhere, dotted around. Yeah,
and it is good stuff.
Absolutely, it's good. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
The cheese. We used to eat a lot of cheese, obviously, when we were growing up, and milk, everything, anything, and everything dairy was pretty predominant in the state.
Is there a variety of cheeses or?
There certainly is. There was, and even more now.
I'm sure.
But when we were growing up, there was absolutely a big variety of cheeses that you could get, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the state like as you move up towards where it connects with the Upper Peninsula? What's the geography up there? A lot more dairy land?
No. Up there, it's a lot of lakes and a lot of conifers and also deciduous, hardwood deciduous is up in that area. And a lot of, when I was growing up, and people still today talk about up north. And when I was younger, you know, 4, 5, 8 years old, I had no idea what up north was, other than that's where people used to go to fish and hunt and vacation and stuff. And I thought it was an actual designation up north, but it was just in the northern part of the state. And it's beautiful up there. I mean, it's a lot more populated now, but when I was growing up, it was
frontier.
It really, yes. I guess that would be a good description. Yeah, it was.
And what is the coastline of Superior up in that little part?
Cold.
Cold?
Very cold, yeah. Oftentimes there's I'm trying to remember the name of the city up there.
Superior, Wisconsin.
Well,
there's
another one. A friend of mine used to live up there, and oftentimes it was the coldest place in the country. It gets brutally cold up there. And then beyond that, up in the, there's the Apostle Islands are actually part of Wisconsin that are in Lake Superior. And those are incredibly gorgeous.
Now, is there a difference? I'm sure there is. They have different names between Lake Michigan and Lake Superior. You know, like you grew up on Lake Michigan Is Superior different? They're all parts of the Great Lakes system. I mean, that being up farther north, a lot more ice on the lake?
Yes, Lake Superior is not a swimming lake at all, even in the summertime. I mean, you can, but it's extremely cold year-round.
A deep lake.
Lake Michigan, they all had Indian names. If you remember from the ship that sank, it just had the 50-year anniversary.
Edmund Fitzgerald.
That, thank you, yeah. Lake Gitche
Thank Gumee. You, Gordon, not Lightfoot.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what I was trying to think. I couldn't think of the author. Mm-hmm. But Gitche Gumee was, I think, the Indian name for Superior, if I'm not yep. mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And yeah, I would attest that Lake Superior is not much of a swimming lake. Unless you can, there's a few pockets where it's really, really shallow. And on a hot summer day, it'll warm up. You know, just like really over the course of a day. But yeah, it's, I think the average temperature even this summer is in the 40s. It's pretty cold. Yeah. Anyway, but Wisconsin, go on.
What I was just going to say, I do know that the distance, the shortest distance in the area where I grew up around Racine between the shoreline of Wisconsin and the shoreline of Michigan was 92 miles.
It
gives you kind of a perspective when you're looking at a map.
Sure does.
Uh-huh.
Sure does. One of the things I have to giggle over, though, is when you were talking about cheese, I think of the Green Bay Packers cheese heads. I just think, you know, how many places in the country would people walk around for a sports team with a wedge of cheese on their head? I love Wisconsin for no other reason than that. I just think it says something about...
You brought up the Green Bay Packers, Jim, and that's the only team in any sport that's owned by the citizens of Green Bay. And tickets, season tickets for that venue are handed down in wills.
Mm-hmm. Generation.
Generation. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Isn't Green Bay the smallest population-wise city with a professional football team?
I believe you're right.
I think
team?
It is.
Any major professional sports team, I think. Yeah.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard about the tickets.
Mm-hmm. And it's sold out every game.
Yeah.
Every game.
Isn't that interesting? And I think it's now like one of the bylaws of the NFL is that nobody else can do that. You have to be a private owner. It's just the Green Bay Packers.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. And you would think, I don't know, you'd think somebody else would try it, but guess not.
It seems to work out for them. In the day, like Ray Nitschke, for instance, I remember, and a lot of those players in the 60s, they had side jobs. I mean, they would play and they would get paid, but they worked in the community. He sold cars in the off season up in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And they all lived right in town too.
Yeah.
Most of the players did. So yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah. And now I don't want to, this is separate from Wisconsin, but yeah, you'd think like when an NFL team goes up for sale and it's going to move cities, you'd think that 100 people in Boise could pool their resources and say, we're going to buy it together. It's not just going to be one rich guy. It's going to be owned collectively.
Yeah.
But they don't let people do that apparently anymore.
Yeah. Too much revenue lost.
Too much, exactly. Too much, a little too much democracy there. about the Lake Michigan itself. You were on Racine, right on the coast. What's the character of the lake? Is that mainly kind of an industrial like body of water, or is it also a pleasure center? You know, I mean,
yeah, there were.
I think of Duluth, Minnesota, where it's a lot of big boats, iron ore going in and out and stuff like that. I mean, people do have pleasure boats too, but I think of that as more of a, it's much more of a economic kind of a spot.
It is for Lake Michigan at this point. I've been back, you know, lately. I still have a brother that lives in the area, so I go back and visit. But when I was growing up, there were very few pleasure boats.
Yeah.
There were cargo boats and whatnot. And the shoreline, as you went north and got out of north of Milwaukee, it was primitive. It was beautiful. And, you know, sometimes there were cliffs, sometimes not. But it's a beautiful shoreline and a beautiful lake as well.
Is there a ferry going across from Michigan to Wisconsin?
There used to be. Uh-huh.
To Racine? Or?
No, it went from Muskegon, Michigan to, I think, just a little south of Green Bay.
Okay.
Because there's if you look at a map, there's a peninsula that comes off
of
Lake Michigan.
Yes, I can see it. I can see it.
And that's Door County, which is a very popular tourist area. They have cherry trees and cheese, of course. And so it came in just south of there, I think around Green Bay, this ferry from Muskegon, Michigan, and it would go back, you know, back and forth.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the map, and it seems like it would be a natural thing to have a ferry going back and forth. But that is a considerable distance. Did you say it was 90 miles across?
That was the shortest distance.
The shortest distance.
I had a friend who was going to try to water ski across from Wisconsin to Michigan. He didn't do it.
No, but that would be, that might be a record if you could pull that off.
In the winter months, how far does the lake freeze going out from shore? Very far or not at all?
It will, you know, when the coldest winters that I remember, we would go down to the lake just to look at it and watch the waves come crashing in against the icebergs.
Uh-huh.
And it would freeze out only about 20, 30 yards, maybe.
Okay, not much at all.
No, I mean, it's a deep lake, so it didn't really freeze. Just shorelines, we'd get
big
ice
caps. Did you fish in it?
Yes.
What'd you catch?
Back in the day, we'd catch perch and smelt.
Okay.
You could also go out a little deeper, and now they're catching brown trout and I can't remember now.
What, it's been stocked since?
It has. And there's actually the perch are pretty much gone, as are the smelt, but there's larger fish in there that are eating the smaller fish, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And but yeah, they stocked it up, and you know, they made fishing an industry. They have fishing derbies, so hence the larger fish that people want.
You said you get back, you got family back there. You've been away. How long have you been away from Wisconsin?
Oh, 43 years, 44 years, somewhere in that area.
When you go, you know how when one thinks of where one was raised, when one's not there but elsewhere, when you go back, what do you tune into? I mean, is there like food or geography or what sorts of feelings do you get when you go back?
Yeah, that's a good question, Jim. I get mixed feelings because it was a prosperous, thriving place when I grew up. And now there's downtown area is pretty run down. A lot of the manufacturing, of course, has left the area.
And left the buildings behind
and
empty.
And so, you know, some of them are boarded up. Some of them are repurposed and whatnot. So, but yet the Wells Brothers Pizza is still there.
Tell me more.
Natale's Pizza, Durango's Pizza. There's a huge Italian presence where I grew up in Kenosha and Racine. And so there was a lot of great Italian food. And those restaurants, amazingly enough, have survived. A lot of them have. So I look forward to the food when I go back.
Tell me a little bit more about the pizzas, because we talked with Mike Bauer from Detroit area, and he talked about the rectangular deep dish. And then there's, of course, Chicago's. Was it a thin crust pizza? What's your memory?
Yeah, very thin crust. More like the New York style pizza.
Got it.
Because a lot of the Italian families that grew up in the area that I knew, their ancestry was from New York.
New York
City.
And
so they brought those recipes.
Okay. Good eating. Anything else? I mean, did you do a lot of hiking, a lot of... water obviously came into play. What other things as a child growing up are your memories?
We did a lot of the same things that other kids would do. You know, we played a lot of baseball in the summertime and basketball. I was involved in a lot of sports. Hiking, not so much. I mean, you could go out in the county to shoot your BB gun and sure. run around in the
Absolutely.
Woods.
Absolutely.
But yeah, we did a lot of city stuff, and it was a safe little town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was a fun little town to grow up in. Milwaukee, you know, was the big city.
How far are you from Milwaukee?
25 miles.
Okay. Mm. Did you go in often?
Not real often. I mean, as I grew older and was able to transport myself around a little bit, we'd go up there when we were in high school, we would go up to the airport just to look at the people and watch the airplanes take off.
Ooh.
And
whatnot. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It was pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something that we didn't see. We had an airport in Racine. It was a small airport.
Mm-hmm.
But we had, yeah, this little airport.
If I were to visit Wisconsin, what would be some of the places you'd say must see?
Madison, the capital.
Okay.
They have by far the largest and best farmers market on a Saturday morning that I've ever been to. And I've been to a lot of farmers markets.
Okay.
It encompasses one square block around the capital. And it's just an amazing farmer's market. And the weather there allows you to grow a lot of different things that you don't see at farmer's markets. A lot of melons. So that's one thing I would say you'd want to see for sure. And Door County, I had mentioned it earlier.
Is that little peninsula up
yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah. Door County is it's quaint. It's thriving. It's beautiful. In the fall, you have colors from the deciduous trees.
Mm-hmm.
In the springtime, cherry blossoms are just incredible, and a lot of good restaurants up there as well. Hmm. And
a lot of fruit growing in Wisconsin, like peaches and apples
yes,
and cherries.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. We get a long, long growing season. The summers are
that
hot,
makes a
hot
difference.
And long. Yeah.
That
yeah,
makes
yeah.
a huge difference.
Frank Lloyd Wright's from Wisconsin.
He is, and I was just going to get into that.
Have you seen him? Have you seen the building? Have you seen him?
Yes. I worked at Johnson Wax for a few years,
uh-huh.
and he's
that's right.
Yeah, he's very. He had his hands in that. He and H.F. Johnson, Herbert Fisk Johnson, the original Johnson of the Johnson Wax family.
Yeah,
he was friends with Frank Lloyd Wright, so. There's a tower that I worked in that Frank Lloyd Wright designed and built. He designed actually a lot of the buildings in Racine, associated with Johnson Wax.
Yeah.
And then out towards Madison, Taliesin mm-hmm. is one of his buildings out there, and by Spring Green is another area that he's got a couple buildings, and they're beautiful and they're so unique. I mean, he was. Very unique architect, obviously.
Hmm. Have you seen Taliesin?
I have.
I'd like, yeah.
Yeah, and Spring cool. Green. Yeah, yeah, I've seen that. And then,
Cool. The only one I've seen is the one in Minnesota, and it's a gas station, I think. It's the only gas station that he designed, yeah.
The tower that I used to work in Johnson Wax, it was nine floors.
Huh.
And it was... the inside of the tower, the actual workspace, was round, and the elevator was in the middle of it, uh-huh. in the middle of the column. And we would get storms coming through in the summertime, and you know, it's tornadoes. We had tornadoes when I was growing up there, and he built a certain amount of sway into the tower. Frank Lloyd Wright did,
uh-huh.
And so we would plug the sinks. I worked in the laboratory, so we would plug the sinks and watch the water slosh back and forth. And if it got more than, we had marks on there, and if it got above that mark, we'd leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. We never knew how much sway he built in safely.
Yeah.
So, whoa. Yeah, that was our barometer.
Yeah. Boy, we've blown through our time very quickly, as we always do. What haven't we asked you about, Dave? What do you wish we'd talked about when we talked about Wisconsin?
Offhand, I can't really think of anything. Anything? Jack, honestly,
I don't know. Any? I don't know. Mischaracterizations or anything like that? Anything that I don't know that Wisconsin has a particular unique reputation other than just it's one of the Midwestern cheese states.
Cheeseheads.
Yeah.
Cheeseheads.
And that turns out to be kind of true.
To me, one of the primary things that appealed to me was easy access into Minnesota and Ely up in the Boundary Waters.
Yeah.
We used to go up there a fair amount when I became my high school age and stuff. So it was easy access to a lot of good things. Chicago, Milwaukee, the Boundary Waters, the UP. UP has amazing skiing. They have I don't know if it's still open or not, but they had a ski jump up in the UP.
Really?
Yes. I'm trying to remember the name of it. It was one of the largest in the nation for a while, back in the 60s.
I wouldn't have guessed.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't have. What's the highest, you mentioned skiing. What would be the highest point in Wisconsin to go skiing? Just take a ballpark guess.
Devil's Lake was just south of Madison, but all the areas there were more hills, of course, than mountains. And, there's a pretty big venue, music venue, just outside of Devil's Lake.
What's that called?
Alpine.
Alpine. Isn't that where Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
And Otis.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Otis Redding. And yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They used to get some great music. They might still. I don't know. I haven't looked at it. But when we were growing up, we used to go out to Alpine and listen to some wonderful music.
I think I saw Dave Matthews at Alpine. Matthews Band. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. My brother went over there. It's not that far from Minnesota.
No. Yeah. No. Whereabouts in Minnesota did you grow up?
I grew up in the Twin Cities. I think we drove over from, like the Brainerd area when we did that road trip. Took us a little while, but we got there. Yeah. Anyway, Wisconsin, America's Dairyland.
Yeah.
That's right.
Dave.
The Badger State.
Dave Reisenhauer, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
You've done a good job creating a picture, a feel for Wisconsin.
Thank you.
I swear to God, you see a cheese on top of a person's head, no matter where they're at. You know, they could be in Palm Springs, California. You go, Wisconsin. It's immediately identifiable.
Well, it really is. When I see people with a Badger hat or a Wisconsin sweatshirt or something, if the timing is right, cheesehead. I'll just yell, and they look immediately, and they smile on their face. They know exactly.
They know
what I'm
exactly.
About.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Dave, for joining us on Know Your States, Know Your Community.
Thank you, Dave.